KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies and freezing drizzle and 28 degrees in Atlantic. A winter storm warning is in effect for most of the listening area until 9 a.m. for light snow or freezing drizzle. And we look for cloudy skies, otherwise a high of 30. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Areas of snow with varied intensities continue to move north to south through central and northern Iowa early this morning, and some pockets of dry air resulted in variable snow accumulation thus far, from just a dusting to up to 4 inches, depending on your location. The most significant additional accumulations should be along and north of Interstate 80 this morning, with some light snow or freezing drizzle lingering behind and farther south, as we have here in Atlantic. That winter storm warning in effect until 9 a.m. today for Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, and a winter weather advisory is in effect for Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties until 9 a.m. Taking a look at the latest weather-related announcements here on KJAN, these schools have canceled classes for today. That would include Atlantic, Adair Casey Guthrie Center, AHSTW, and Audubon. No school at Boyer Valley and Cam today. Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, Griswold, IKM Manning, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools have canceled classes. No school at Lenox, Missouri Valley, Nottoway Valley, Riverside, Trainer, Tri-Center, and Underwood. Also, West Harrison and Woodbine have canceled classes. There is no Atlantic Jack and Jill preschool this morning at the Y. No Atlantic Head Start. Southwestern Community College and Iowa Western Community College have canceled classes for today. Also, Charter Oak Utes and Denison are running 2 hours late. There are no activities or practices today at Coon Rapids Bayard. No morning preschool at Denison. The parent-teacher conferences that are scheduled for today in Griswold and Atlantic, those will be determined later on this morning whether they will be held or not. And for Panorama, the secondary conferences will be rescheduled, and they have no school today also. Well, the city of Harlan is asking residents for voluntary off-street parking all day today to assist the Public Works Department with snow removal. Citizens of Clarinda are again reminded to get their cars off the streets as the citywide on-street parking ban is in effect until the snow ceases and the streets have been plowed from curb to curb. Snow emergencies are in effect for the cities of Corning and Glenwood. The city of Council Bluffs and Pottawatomie County have declared snow emergencies under which parking is prohibited along snow emergency routes in the city of Council Bluffs and in all the unincorporated areas of Pottawatomie County. City of Griswold has declared a snow emergency that went into effect last night and will continue through the 48 hours after the storm ceases, except on streets that have already been plowed or opened up. And the city of Prescott has issued a snow emergency until 8 p.m. tonight. Again, no vehicles are to be parked on the streets there until after the expiration of the emergency. Any vehicles left on the streets will be towed at owner's expense. In other news, the Harlan Police Department Tuesday released a report on arrests that took place over the past week. On Monday, 20-year-old Jocelyn Nicole Johnston of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. Last Saturday, 49-year-old Michael Dean Onan of Harlan was arrested following a call for a disturbance. He was charged with OWI. And 22-year-old Jesse Ayala of Eldridge was arrested following a traffic stop on Saturday. Ayala was transported to the Shelby County Jail, and he was charged with OWI. Last Thursday, 60-year-old Leo James Pedersen of Charter Oak was arrested in Harlan following a traffic stop. He was charged with violating a one-way traffic designation and OWI. On February 12, 53-year-old Judith Bradley of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop and charged with violation of a no-contact order. That same day, 28-year-old Angela Williams of Manila was arrested and transported to the Shelby County Jail, where she was charged with driving while barred, violation of a financial liability, and violation of a no-contact order. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Tuesday issued a report on arrests that occurred over the past week. Most recently, on Tuesday, 66-year-old James Edward Vaughn of Pacific Junction was arrested on a warrant, charging him with 3 counts of indecent contact with a child. Vaughn was set at $6,000. On Monday, 36-year-old Jacob Lee Kimball of Henderson was arrested for domestic abuse assault and obstruction of emergency communications. On Sunday, 23-year-old Cheyenne Marie Matthews of Council Bluffs was arrested for driving while barred. And 43-year-old Jeffrey David Robichaud, a homeless person, was arrested in Mills County on a warrant for failure to appear in court. Last Saturday, 32-year-old Colton McLean of Glenwood was arrested in Mills County for OWI first offense, operating a non-registered vehicle, and speeding. Last Friday, 23-year-old Amanda Blazer of Emerson was arrested for driving under suspension. And that same day, 23-year-old Cheyenne Matthews of Council Bluffs was arrested for driving while barred and failure to provide proof of insurance. And finally, on last Thursday, 22-year-old Jacob Strong of Wahoo, Nebraska, was arrested in Merrick County, Nebraska, on a Mills County warrant for two counts of possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $50,000. In the funeral announcements, Betta Jean Cox, age 95, of Panora, died Thursday. Funeral services for Betta Cox will be this morning at 10:30 at the Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Robert Leroy Larson, age 88, of Casey, died Thursday in Perry. Funeral services for Robert Larson will be today at 11 a.m. at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Karen Brockman, age 78, of Shelby, died Saturday. Funeral services for Karen Brockman will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Shelby has arrangements. Chris Anderson, age 68, of Audubon, died Monday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Chris Anderson will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Jerry Whalert, age 73, of Exira, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Jerry Whalert will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Sally Burmeister, age 78, of Harlan, died Thursday in Omaha. A memorial service for Sally Burmeister will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald DuPay, age 69, of Creston, died Sunday in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Ronald DuPay will be next Monday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Shirley Walker, age 68, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Shirley Walker will be next Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Ed Harvey Wallace, age 86, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Harvey Wallace will be next Tuesday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.